Paul Barron. It's a dynamic.
Okay. We are now on air.
Here live. With hello.
Hello.
Live.
Live
hello.
On air with
hello.
With Snuff. Nice to have you here, guys.
Thank you, Shans.
I think it's the third interview, the fourth interview in a row.
Yeah.
And yes. I guess everybody asks about your music and something else.
They asked me what I like to cook. No, they didn't really.
So we do another style. We have cards.
Oh, I like this already.
Snap.
Yes.
And on the cards,
psychological test.
There are beginnings of sentences.
Ooh.
And each of you take one after the other.
Yes.
Reads what's on it and complete the sentence. And right. We will see what happens. And you can do as much as you like. If it's boring for you, we stop immediately and ask about...
We're already excited.
Yes. Okay. So
I'm scared, Dad.
Do you want to go first, Dad?
I don't know what he's going to say on the card,
Dad.
Don't
think too long. Just say what's come to your mind.
I think you should start. Go on.
The most underrated punk band is...
Blancmange.
There you go.
No, you're going to have to pretend now that you know... Can it be an old band or a new band?
Doesn't matter.
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I next time I do
the Prisoners,
two cards.
They're not a punk band.
But we are also interested in new bands.
New bands. The most underrated punk band is Snuff. Right.
We talked about new bands.
Overrated.
Oh, harsh.
Yeah, most overrated old band.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've done that one. Let's do another one.
We've got a couple of minutes out of that.
Punk rock is...
Bollocks. Dead.
dead bollocks. Yeah,
the most overrated punk band is...
Dead. Stop.
No. That was... Can we say dead to every one of them? The most overrated punk band is dead.
Oh. For me, punk rock. Holiday is...
Not a holiday.
For me, punk rock holiday is a holiday with my entire family. I've brought them all here.
I think it's delightful.
Absolutely.
So you are here the whole week?
Yeah, I've come for 5 days with my family. We're all here.
And he's donating
my two children.
He's donating his feet, me and Duncan.
He isn't. That was a lie.
No, punk rock holiday is
about one
really nice. So far.
It's joyous.
And is it your first time here?
Second time,
okay.
Yeah, three or four years ago. I'm trying to get myself a little clue before we start. 3, 2, 1, turn it over.
The last time I did something for the first time was...
Oh, my word.
That's too much to think about. That's two sentences.
It's the other day, but I'm not telling you what it is.
The other day, I jet skied... through an archway in the sea, which was a bit bonkers. It was like a stone, like a rocky outcrop, and I jet skied through it. I've never done that before. That was quite exciting. Even though jet skis are very unecological, I do apologise.
Yeah. I had a doctor's finger up my arse.
Whoa! Did you?
Duncan just said he had a doctor's finger up his bum.
Yes. He wasn't even at the doctor's.
The other day...
He's suing me.
The other day for the first...
What did the teeth doctor...
Yeah. It was the dentist.
Whoops.
It was... I only went in to see about the fungal nail infection.
The other day, for the first time, I posed as a doctor at Duncan's surgery.
Another one?
That was great. Yeah.
I like that one.
When I wake up.
When I wake up.
I'm knocking one out. When I wake up, have a cup of tea.
What, before you got out of bed?
That's every British man.
Some have coffee.
Try to.
Quite a lot of coffee.
Yeah, only those ones who have gone all sort of transatlantic.
Yeah, people with large beards drink coffee.
Yeah.
And they do their top bun up. When I wake up, I normally have 10 more minutes sleep because I'm still fucked.
When I wake up, I actually am really pissed off until I get in the shower. I fucking hate waking up.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I'm not a morning person.
It's a shitty thing to do,
Mornings are rubbish.
way overrated.
Come on, next.
If I could be a kid again, I would...
Be a kid again.
Go skateboarding again.
That's actually finished. If I could be a kid again, I would.
I would. Done. When I am back home...
Have a cup of tea.
So you will be better in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
He'll wake up when he gets there.
Oh, leave. No.
A cup of tea.
I am on holiday.
Oh yeah, when I'm back home, I'm looking after three Americans who are staying at my house.
What are their names?
Erin, Derek, and Darla.
Erin, Derek, and Darla.
The Ramones. Thumbs up.
Oi, oi, oi. Even they're not an oi band.
We're a band from America.
They're lovely.
Yes, we like them. The worst thing that happened at a show was...
Geezer that farted at the gig in Stoke.
No, it wasn't Stoke. It was Doncaster.
I thought it was Stoke.
Somebody farted past wind, but we were on a stage which was like a big hole cut into the wall. So you couldn't get out. And this guy was about 25 stone. And I think he'd had about 8 pickled eggs for breakfast. And he stood there laughing because we couldn't get away. And we were like...
He should have been laughing, wafting them on us.
And I hope he's fucking listening, you fucking bastard.
I listen to Punk Rockers Radio because...
You've just told me to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm a German punk rocker.
Yeah, that listens to the radio.
Don't know.
On an internet?
Being drunk is great.
Drunk is seems like a good idea, but never is.
Well, I think it's a must, really, isn't it? Well, I think so.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Not everyone, but...
Being drunken is an appalling thing. It's appalling behaviour. People need to get a grip. A free mind, my wife tells me, is very good.
Yes, a free mind is something that doesn't exist.
What do you reckon?
I would just say that question is too deep. Yeah. For punk rock holiday, it's too deep. So I'm going to put it down.
Yeah, I can't answer it. My mind is not free. Yeah. I will never...
Play the Dane. Sorry.
Yeah, that's done.
Thespian.
If I was a drug, I would be...
Ooh.
Off me head.
If I was a drug, I would be... I don't know, one no one would want to take.
A suppository. Yeah,
the one that gets day out of a suppository.
Which definitely goes something up. Physical, not a head fucker. Something physical makes you go, hey, not like...
But they all make you do that after you've gone, way! You go, way!
Enjoy the ride sort of thing. Okay.
You'd want to be an E. You'd want to be an E,
no,
wouldn't
I don't
you?
Think I would. No.
Oh, pardon me. When I take a bath, I listen to the sweet bubbles I produce.
Northern Soul.
Northern Soul.
Or watch documentaries.
Well, if we're not going to make something funny up, I listen to Radio 5 Live on the BBC. Because I do. It's so brilliantly boring. Well, it's not, actually. It's very factual.
It's a proper answer.
Yeah.
If I was a drink,
ooh,
I would be... Cup of tea.
Fruity ale. Fruity ale.
What fruit?
I don't know. Doing spoits.
Doing sports.
No, that says spoits.
Table tennis.
Doing spoits.
Hey, do you do spoits?
Doing sports is essential for your body to have physical exercise.
It's good for your mental well-being.
Two to produce natural endorphins. Yeah.
Do you recommend it?
It's very good. If you can't get sex, do sport.
Although that poor...
Or do sexy sport.
Did you see about that?
Who's sporting sexy?
Yeah.
But on a serious note, did you see about that Botswanian sprinter that had the shits and they didn't let him run? So sometimes doing sports can be really hazardous. So I strongly suggest you think twice.
End,
on his own. He had to do it on his own.
Did he run with the runs?
He runs with the runs. You know the splats? David Platt.
Move on.
When I am down,
getting bogged down
when I am down, I pick myself back up again.
Yeah.
I listen to Bloody Sunday by Stiff Little Fingers. there we go. That's a punk answer.
Hey, that is a punk answer.
I actually listen to some old school thrash. Old school thrash hour when you're down. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm an old metaller. You know, I don't mind.
In school, I am a teacher.
Yeah.
In school.
I actually am. I'm a teacher.
I hated school. I hate teachers. Hate school,
in a club. In a club. What kind of club? In a club, a nightclub.
The best place is
the bog, surely.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if there's club music on outside, you know. What about you, Lee Bones?
The best place for me in a club is at the bar.
The bar. What about you, Duncan?
Dancing to Northern Soul.
Oh, yes. Nice.
With a nice cup of tea.
Always.
I would like to share the stage with.
Ah. I'm going to give you the same answer.
From Doncaster, the Cafarm.
No, I don't want to see him ever again. Last night, I had a dream I was in Fishbone. So I'd like to share it with Fishbone, please.
Share the stage with Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix and Fishbone.
Unfortunately, there are more interviews.
You're kicking us out, aren't you?
We've got to go.
You're kicking us out.
I could sit here with you for hours. I mean, with a cup of tea, maybe.
Yeah, a nice cup of tea.
Maybe you just take the cards to the other interview and just go on.
Yeah. I like this game. It's a good game.
Okay, look, last one for Duncan. Come on, Duncan. Duncan. Duncan is a good one. The first punk rock song Duncan ever listened to was
"Fuck Me"
by the Cup of Teas.
I don't know who it would have been. Something in 1976. If it was 76, it would have been The Damned. But
my brother brought
the Pistols or X-Ray Specs off the top of my head, but I can't remember. Something John Peel played probably.
My brother brought home Nevermind the Bollocks, so I heard the whole LP. That was the first thing I heard, and I couldn't make head nor tail of it. I was like, what the fuck's that? And then about a week later, I got it and was like, this is the best thing ever. So that's what I heard.
What he said. So can we just say thank you?
Thank you very much for your time. Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.